The small town of Hendersonville, North Carolina, celebrated LGBTQ Pride for the first time this month. There was no parade, there was no festival, it was a potluck picnic, and it surprised a lot of locals. Monique Laborde has that story.
A dozen tiny rainbow flags mark the way to a park pavilion. It's a brisk June afternoon in the Blue Ridge Mountains. Picnic tables overflow with salads, and not the leafy green kind.
We've got combination bean salads, we got cucumber salad, potato salad, traditional macaroni salad.
That's Don Streb. He's helping out at Hendersonville, North Carolina's first Pride picnic, and he's overwhelmed at the turnout. Close to 500 people in a town of only 14,000.
People keep coming and food keeps coming, and it's just a day of Pride that's making me choke up.
This is more people than I thought was going to be here.
20-year-old Hector Trejo says he wouldn't have missed his hometown's inaugural Pride for anything. And he even decorated a cake.
It has all of the different Pride flags on the side.
What does it say?
Happy first Pride Hendersonville. I was in a closet for a long time. And to me, seeing all of this right now, just seeing everyone so happy is amazing.
Before people dig in, Reverend Dr. Joan Saniuk, pastor of the local Metropolitan Community Church, says a blessing.
Look at how many beautiful people are gathered here today. So thanks for the food and for everybody who prepared it. Feel free to say amen.
Amen.
All right.
Saniuk says a Pride picnic is symbolic.
When we share food together, we belong to each other. We're family.
There are quite a few clergy members at the picnic. Another is Reverend Jerry Miller, whose son came out as gay 4 decades ago.
My wife and I went in the closet because I was a pastor of a Baptist church at that time. And I prayed that God would change my son someday. God didn't change him, he changed me.
Miller's 85. He's like the grandfather of this community. He leads the PFLAG chapter, a group for family and friends of LGBTQ people. Miller never expected to see a Pride Day in Hendersonville.
No.
Why not?
I didn't think it was possible. You know, I never even thought about it until Laura came along.
I'm from D.C., and so it's so commonplace up there, but not down here.
Organizer Laura Bannister thought, of course, there should be a Pride picnic in Hendersonville. Why not?
I've had a lot of resistance, though. There have been people that have told me the KKK will show up if you have this picnic at the park.
But on the day of the picnic, not a single protester shows up. For many attendees, today is their first time at a Pride event, like high school student Damiana Heilemann, who came with her mom.
I have rainbow face paint on right now, and I've seen other people with like different flags painted on their face, but I really just wanted the rainbow one.
Helping young people feel a sense of community is the reason Laura Bannister wanted to organize a Pride event in the first place.
I don't want young people to feel isolated, alone, because they don't have anyone to talk to.
The grandfather of this community, Jerry Miller, hopes that next year Hendersonville will have its first Pride March, or
at least a stroll up Main Street.
And Miller wants the potluck picnic to remain a Pride tradition, too. For NPR News, I'm Monique Laborde in Hendersonville, North Carolina.